Good afternoon, I'd like to call the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee to order. Today is Monday, April 11th, 2022. Let the record reflect the time is 1:32 p.m. And today we have Senator Rivack, Senator Gray Jackson, myself, Senator Stevens, acting as chair for the official action day. I'd like to remind members and those in the audience to silence your cell phone. The staff assisting us today carry the Senate records. Katie McCall, Senate Labor and Commerce Committee aide. And his name is? Chuck. Doug, I'm sorry. And Doug, we recognize you. We didn't get your name right, but glad for being here. So two items on the agenda. Committee will hear Senate Bill 233, PFD Allowable Absence Merchant Marine. We will then hear Senate Bill 225, Teacher Registered Apprenticeship Program, Apprentice Program, for the first time in this committee. And any questions from the committee before we begin? Seeing none, we'll begin with Senate Bill 233, sponsored by the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. This is the second hearing on this bill. And Katie McCall, staff to Senator Costello, is here to speak to us about the bill. We also have PFD Division Director Anna McKinnon online for questions, and the committee has received one amendment. So, Senator Rivack, would you move that amendment?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move amendment number one.
Thank you. Amendment number one ahead of, before us. Katie, could you talk to us about that?
Of course. Good afternoon, Chair Stevens, members of the committee. Thank you for hearing this bill today. For the record, my name is Katie McCall, staff to Senator Costello. So amendment number one, this is A.3, is a response to some concerns that came up after the first hearing of this bill, where the Department of Revenue was concerned that the language in the bill was a little too broad. There's a phrase on page 2, line 7, it says that the program prepares students for careers in the U.S. Merchant Marine. The phrase prepares could be interpreted pretty broadly. They were concerned that a variety of programs could be seen as preparing students for the Merchant Marines. So Amendment 1 narrows that language. So it would be deleting what's in there now on page 2. And after the word Marine on line 6, it would be inserting vocational program that trains students for a career in the United States Merchant Marine, including as a sea engineer in the deck department or as a steward, provides seagoing service that meets the requirements of the United States Coast Guard for United States Merchant Marine credentialing and is approved by the United States Coast Guard.
Great. Thank you, Katie. That seems to clarify that quite a bit. Any questions or comments? Well, very well. Then look for the will of the committee. Senator Rivack, do we have a motion?
Briefities.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Call the meeting back to order. Fine, then we have that amendment with no objection. Number one, no objection to it, so that has been accepted, and we'll go on to the will of the committee.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that Senate Bill number 233, version 32-LIMA-SIERRA-1594/ALPHA, be advanced from committee as amended with individual recommendations in the attached fiscal note.
Thank you, Senator Rivack. Any objections? That motion has passed then, and we'll take a brief at ease to sign the document. Labor and Commerce back to order, and next we're going to hear Senate Bill 225, Teacher Registered Apprentice Program, sponsored by the Senate Education Committee. Ed King is here. Ed, come forward. Staff to Senator Holland, and he will introduce the bill, Senate Bill 225.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Ed King, Senate Education Committee aide and staff to Senator Holland. Mr. Chairman, it's my pleasure to be here today to introduce this education bill on behalf of the Education Committee. Mr. Chairman, a brief overview of the bill. Alaska, like the rest of the United States, is facing tremendous difficulty putting high-quality teachers in front of our students. When districts can't hire enough teachers, it places a heavier burden on those teachers that do show up. Facing an already difficult first day of work, these new teachers burn out quickly and leave the profession. This results in a revolving door of aspiring educators, never building the continuity and community that is found in effective schools. Ultimately, that shows up in our students' test scores. The problem is multifaceted and there's no single solution. That is why Senate Bill 225 attempts to complement other legislation with a multi-pronged effort aimed at improving teacher recruitment and retention. This bill borrows from the innovative ideas found around the country and plucks the low-hanging fruit that has already been identified in current statutes. At the heart of Senate Bill 225 is the creation of a registered apprenticeship program for teachers. This bill directs the Departments of Labor and Education to assist districts in developing approved registered apprenticeships, opening new pathways for paraprofessionals, and new funding opportunities to pay for it. Additionally, Senate Bill 225 establishes a teacher residency program as a new option for those with a four-year degree to become fully certified teachers. Good ideas remain on the shelf unless there is funding to support them, so the bill also creates a teacher recruitment and retention grant fund. The bill will support ingenuity from districts to solve the problem at a local level and then disseminate that information and innovation for other districts to emulate. Additionally, Senate Bill 225 provides more flexibility to the State Board of Education to create additional pathways to certification without compromising the quality standards we need to uphold. SB 225 is an important education bill that complements the other efforts currently underway. I hope you will join the Senate Education Committee members in supporting this bill. And Mr. Chairman, if there are no questions, I can walk through the sectional analysis. I'm happy to take questions along the way.
Well, thank you, Mr. King. I appreciate your efforts on this bill. It's come a long way. Any questions from any members of the committee? Then let's go ahead to the sectional one, Ed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Section 1 of the bill adds creating a teacher pre-apprenticeship program to the Department of Education's duties. This expands the educator pipeline into the high school in order to prepare for entry into the apprenticeship program that's created in Section 8. Section 2 of the bill is where we create the teacher residency program. This is a program that's designed for aspiring educators that have a four-year degree but not a teaching certificate. This is an alternative pathway for them to get that teacher certificate and be able to teach. You can think of it sort of as a paid internship. So right now the teacher preparation programs require about 1,000 hours of field work. This would create a situation where, or avoid the situation where, a aspiring teacher has to leave the workforce in order to go to college. This allows them to do those things at the same time, opening the pathway for more educators. Section 3 of the bill amends existing law. That starts on page 7, line 6. This existing law is that 3 semester hours are required in cross-cultural communications and multicultural education. This change removes the 3 semester hour requirement and instead inserts coursework training and examinations as required by the board and regulation. This allows a little bit more flexibility and a little bit lower cost for new teachers coming into the state to become certified in the state. This bill also retains the ability for local school districts or regional education attendance areas to have stricter standards if the board adopts standards that aren't sufficient for them. Section 4 of the bill authorizes the State Board of Education to provide alternative ways for teacher candidates to demonstrate their competency. This is taking from some of the other states, Washington State in particular, where they've noticed situations where a fully competent teacher has a hard time because of test anxiety or disability, or maybe English isn't their first language, and these highly qualified teachers that can't pass the praxis exam are kind of blocked out of becoming fully certified. And so this provides those alternative pathways. Section 6 of the bill provides teachers working under a...
Five, did you cover that?
I'm sorry, did I skip over 5? I did. Section 5 of the bill authorizes the State Board of Education to provide alternative pathways under the subject matter. Section 5 of the bill is the subject matter expert CTER certificate. So we're not getting rid of this bill. In this bill, we're not getting rid of the pathway where you have a person with a four-year degree that's doing a teacher preparation program and also working in a school. We're not getting rid of that program with the teacher residency program, but creating it in parallel. So if you have somebody that has a lot of experience and might not need the paid internship, this provides alternative and non-traditional education programs to also qualify to become fully registered and certified teachers through other programs other than the existing programs, but not through the residency program. Section 6 is also an extension. So under current law, a person in that program, the 022 certificate, subject matter expert certificates, they have 1 year to complete the requirements to become fully certified. This extends that to 2 years, and then that can be renewed up to, I think, twice. Section 7 of the bill is a conforming change to that change as well, of allowing the teacher to have more time to complete their requirements for a teacher preparation program. Section 8 of the bill requires that the board establish standards for non-traditional and alternative teacher education programs that are comparable to the standards for approving traditional programs. This is, again, to just reinforce that the bill is not attempting to reduce the quality of teachers, but merely to open new avenues and pathways for teachers to become fully certified. Section 9 of the bill is a somewhat technical change to the limited teacher certificates under 1420.025. These are certificates that are often called Type M certificates. These are for people that do not have a four-year degree but can teach in specific areas of instruction. What this change in Section 9 does is remove the requirement that the board adopt regulations and determine that a bachelor degree training is not sufficiently available before issuing that certificate. This change would remove that requirement so that there wouldn't be a situation where somebody could point to an online program and say that a bachelor's degree program is sufficiently available. Section 10 of the bill is the heart of this bill. It's the Teacher Registered Apprenticeship Program, the creation of this program. Mr. Chairman, this is the idea here is that a person that is working and identified themselves as somebody interested in working in a school district as a paraeducator, for example, oftentimes those people in those professions might not be able to afford to go to school or afford to take the time off of work in order to go to school, or the school courses are not offered at a time where they can both go to school and work. This creates a structured program where the aspiring teacher can work within the school district, get credit for the work that they're doing, and also earn a paycheck while they're earning their credit towards their degree. Ultimately, the apprenticeship program, this would be a registered apprenticeship program, so it would be eligible for additional funding. But this registered apprenticeship program is very structured with the Office of Apprenticeship at the Federal Department of Labor. At the back side of this section is on page 11, you'll find the Teacher Recruitment and Retention Fund. This is a fund that is designed to pay for all of these innovative ideas that districts have in order to retain and recruit new teachers and fill the teaching requirements of our districts. The grants from this fund include things like funding the teacher registered apprenticeship programs, residency programs, alternative pathways, but also other things, including student loan repayment, housing stipends, recruitment bonuses, mentorship coaching, and many other things that the districts can assert in their application would be beneficial to recruitment and retention. Section 11 is the new apprenticeship program. It's just a technical change. It adds that new fund to the list of non-general fund accounts. Section 11 repeals three sections of existing law. The first is AS 1420-220, which limits service credits for teachers out of state. This was a direct recommendation in the Teacher Recruitment Retention Task Force report. There's a conforming change at the bottom under 1416-050, which is a direct reference to that statute, which also needs to be repealed. And then the change to 1420-022, subsection C, this competency exam language was moved to was moved into subsection B and therefore is repealed. And then section 13 is a requirement that the Department of Education conduct a study on teacher housing needs, which was a recommendation that came from the Senate Education Committee during conversations with Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. Mr. Chairman, that is the sectional analysis, and I stand ready for questions.
Well, thank you, Mr. King. I appreciate the efforts on this. It's a big problem. This may not answer everything, but it's definitely a step forward. Any questions or comments anybody has? Could you maybe tell us the reaction of the department? We're asking the department to perform all of these duties. Are they comfortable doing that? And I've always noticed that Senator Machicki has been here since the beginning of this discussion on Senate Bill 225. So, Mr. King, reaction of the department, are they comfortable providing doing this extra work, and can they do it within the funding they have?
Mr. Chairman, I certainly wouldn't want to speak on behalf of the department. If there's a department representative, I would defer the question to them. If there's not, I would be happy to invite them to the next hearing. However, I would say, Mr. Chairman, that we have worked closely with the department on these changes, and we've received general support from the department as well as from other stakeholders.
Yes, hold on just a minute. I think we have Sandra Meredith, Department of Education, and Steve Atwater from the Alaska Statewide Mentor Project, both available to us. Any questions before we go to them? Okay, Sandra, can you hear me? Sandra Meredith, Department of Education.
Yes, this is Sandra Meredith, the Department of Education and Early Development.
Well, thank you, Sandra. So there are some requirements in this bill on the department. Can you talk about those issues?
Yes, I do believe there are fiscal notes attached to this legislation that would provide us with some additional resources to meet the requirements of the bill.
Right. There is a fiscal note that includes that. Response from the department on the wisdom of this bill, if you think it's going to do the job it's attempting to do?
Chair Stevens, this is Sandra Meredith again. I think that the bill does bring Alaska into a place that many other states have ventured and to address their recruitment and retention issues around teachers. I think we have worked very much with Senate Education to help craft in support of this, and it is in line with the efforts of the Teacher Retention and Recruitment Committee. So I think it does go a long way in moving us forward on a number of different fronts to make some of our needs for educators in our state streamlined and potentially has the potential of allowing for some innovation that I think is very much positive for the state of Alaska.
Thank you very much, Ms. Meredith. Any questions of Sandra Meredith? Well, thank you for being with us. Let's go to Steve Atwater. Mr. Atwater, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me, Chair Steve?
Yes, hear you well. Go ahead, Dr. Atwater. Any comments you have on this bill?
Yeah, I prepared some testimony I'll read to you right now. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Steve Atwater, and I'm representing the Alaska Statewide Mentor Project. I'm calling in from Anchorage. For the past 18 years, the Alaska Statewide Mentor Project has provided support for early career teachers. My testimony this afternoon is in support of Senate Bill 225. As you heard from Mr. King, there's a teacher shortage in Alaska. For the past several years, our school districts have struggled to fill all of their teaching vacancies. Last fall, Deed reported to the U.S. Department of Education that 22 of our school districts are experiencing a teacher shortage. Also of note is that each fall, Deed conducts a first-day vacancy survey of our school districts. This year's survey found that more than 200 vacancies existed on the first day of school. At the national level, the number of students enrolling in teacher preparation programs peaked in 2009 and is at 750,000 students and is now less than 500,000 students. We also know that nationally, more than 44% of the teachers leave the profession within their first 5 years of teaching. I mention these statistics because Alaska is a teacher import state. More than half of our state's teachers who are working today were prepared out of state. Adding to the shortage is the annual retirement of a portion of those teachers remaining in Tier 2 of the teacher's retirement system. Note that there are still a few Tier 1 teachers working, but they make up less than 2% of the active teachers. For each of the past 6 years, an average of 285 Tier 2 teachers have started collecting retirement benefits. While the retirements are expected, this is what's supposed to happen, it is important to note that these teachers are the most senior and the steadiest group of teacher workforce. The teachers hired to replace those who are retiring are, as you know, placed in Tier 3. Although I'm not aware of a study of the career behavior of Tier 3 teachers, the often repeated anecdotes suggest that Tier 3 teachers' career behavior is far more unpredictable than those in the lower tiers. This suggests that going forward, there will be fewer long-term Alaska teachers. It's easy to conclude, then, that the teacher shortage in Alaska is likely to be here for the next several years. This is why Senate Bill 225 is so timely and so important. Senate Bill 225 does two things. It proposes policy that will make the pathways to becoming a teacher more attractive and easier to navigate. It also proposes to provide districts with resources and support activity that will lead to an increase in teacher retention. Although I'm optimistic that implementation of the recruitment strategies of the bill's sections and the good outreach to prospective teachers by the University of Alaska will lead to more locally prepared teachers, it will probably take 2 to 3 years for the state to realize the benefits of these actions. On the other hand, the retention support that the bill offers is more immediate and can make a difference in the coming year. The final section of the bill includes grant funds to help districts with the recruitment and retention activity. This could include mentoring for both early career teachers and early career administrators, and that would lead to a greater retention. In closing, I commend the Senate Education Committee for introducing Senate Bill 225, and I encourage you to pass this bill from committee. The time for the state to help our school districts work to offset the teacher shortage is now. Our state's children deserve to be taught by a well-qualified teacher and not by a series of long-term subs. Thank you for considering my testimony.
Well, thank you, Dr. Atwater, and for your years of service to education here in Alaska. Any questions of Dr. Atwater? Hearing and seeing none, again, thank you so much. We'll move on then to public hearing. If there are no questions from the committee, open public hearing. Anyone in the room would care to speak to this bill today? Anybody online? Nobody online are here, so we'll close the public hearing. Bring it back to the committee. And any comments or thoughts before we move on? So seeing none, we will hold this bill for further consideration. Again, I want to thank Doug and Kerry and, of course, Katie McCall for all their efforts. That concludes the business before the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. Our next meeting will be Wednesday, April 15th at 1:30 p.m. Thank you all for being here.